captures the moment an illegal migrant allegedly murdered a woman with a hammer in.
Oh my God, I can't believe what the heck I'm watching right now. Yo, let me just say this before I even get into this. Police officers have some of the, I will never, ever, y'all saw this on X? I'm not watching that, bro. I'm not watching that. I'm not watching it. I'm reluctant to even do this story right now. Yo. Yo. I couldn't be a police officer, bro. I just couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I've seen some stuff in my life, and I was just like, yo, I don't never want to see this type of junk again. That's insane. Did you see that? Did you see the motion? Let me show y'all for those of y'all that's not paying attention. Pay attention.
Gruesome video captures the moment an illegal migrant allegedly murdered a woman.
That's crazy. That is insane. Yo, number one, police officers have some of the wildest jobs ever because they be going to these crime scenes. They be having to review these videos. I can't even watch it. Yo, I know that it's probably on X. I can't watch it, bro. I can't watch it. That is insane. We don't have no regard for human life. Matter of fact, let me back up for a second. These people that's not even from here don't have no regard for human life. He looked like a, it looked like he got on blue jean shorts, Team Jordan shoes, probably got on a foreign jersey, like a, you know how they be having on them soccer jerseys from a different country and stuff like that, and a backpack. That's the kit for a criminal that is not from here. They either selling purses on the side of the road or they doing some unscrupulous things and trying to murder people. That's insane, bro. That is insane. I can't watch that type of stuff no more, bro. I can't because the scenes are too gruesome. Why are these people here? How did they get here? Man, we got to get these people up out of here, bro. We do. We do. We got to get these people up out of here. They different. They different. Jorts and Team Jordans, facts. They're different, bro. They got a different way about them. They got a more savage way about them. They not like us. I know we try to make it seem like, oh, man, we need to accept more people. Man, you don't know these people. You don't know the type of gruesome they came up with. You don't know if they ate people before. You don't know if they killed somebody before and got away with it in a favela inside of their little nook and cranny in the world that they was in. You don't know nothing about these people. They over here bludgeoning people to death in front of in a gas station. Just hit her right in the head with a hammer. Who does that? That's crazy.
With a hammer in broad daylight outside a Florida gas station while he left her to die in a pool of her own blood. The gas station clerk, who has not yet been publicly identified, was pronounced dead at the scene at the Chevron gas station in Fort Myers. According to the Department of Homeland Security,
yep, he fit the profile. Yep, he fit the profile. He fit the profile. I'm keeping it. Listen, Linda. He fits the profile every single. No, don't tell me don't profile because I profile everybody. I profile white people. I profile liberals. I profile Asian people. I profile black people. And I profile Haitians too. Yes, yes, yes. They always got on some random shirt, some random shorts. And they're uncompromising. Like, they have no emotion whatsoever. They always got a straight face no matter what they do. Yes, they do fit the profile. 100%. I know some, it's right up the street. There's some people that got a restaurant. They always acting like they don't understand what I'm saying and stuff like that. Like when you, cause they got a food truck and stuff like that. And they right up the street and they gotta be Nigerians. I think they're Nigerians. What is this? Yeah, they gotta be Nigerians. And I just be looking like, they not like us. They not like us. And I'm not saying that the people internationally is not dope, because I know that it's not all people, but they bring their culture and they don't assimilate. They bring their culture and they say, this is who we are here. Who beating people with hammers? I bet you he got open-toe sandals on. I guarantee you he got open-toe sandals on. 1,000%, either Team Jordans or open-toe sandals.
Department of Homeland Security, the alleged killer's name is Robert Dwoshin. Court documents state that he provided a detailed confession of the murder, and in court on Wednesday, a detective revealed even more.
Did he specifically tell you that he went there to kill the victim in this particular case?
He did.
Detectives say Dwoshin had showed up to the gas station 2 days before the murder, where he was seen wearing the same clothes, a yellow graphic t-shirt and shorts that he...
What did I say they be having on? What did I say they be having on?
He was wearing on the day of the alleged attack. In the moments before the horrifying killing, Dwoshin was spotted in the parking lot, holding a knife and a mallet, which he used to strike an SUV, which was reported by Gulf Coast News to be the victim's car. When she came out in response, he allegedly began to bludgeon the defenseless woman. DHS says Dwoshin is here illegally. He entered the U.S. from Haiti.
That's a hardened criminal right there. That's a hardened, they skin be a little thicker than everybody else's skin. We got soft skin over here. We use Coco Radiant intensive care lotion. We moisturize. You know what I'm saying? We got a different type of... The black people over here, our skin is a little different. Even when we work hard, like we don't... Our feet might be a little bit tougher, not as tough as theirs. Not as tough as theirs. They don't feel nothing on the bottom of their feet sometimes. They got a hardened skin, like it's almost like a callous face. Ain't no Tej Henley in this screen right now. Tej Henley, 40% off your first order, 20% off for life. Ladies, get it for the fellas. Fellas, don't wait for the ladies to get it for you. I'm about to hit the streets right now, and I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling great. I mean, I already got confidence, but in order to get that extra boost of confidence, that ain't it right there. It's almost like they took glass and they said, put it on the front of their skin and was like, let's roll. Get that teach.
Haiti in August of 2022.
Lips black and don't even smoke. Just.
Where they say a federal judge issued him order for removal.
Man, that ain't nothing but the devil right there. Yep. Uh-huh. My man Ubuntu over here bludgeoning people to death, beating on cars, hitting cars in the parking lot, and then hitting people in their face with a hammer.
But he was safe because of the temporary protected status that ran out in 2024. The 40-year-old has now been charged.
Nope, he ain't even got no shoes on. Look at it.
Protected status that ran out in 2024. The 40.
He ain't even got no shoes on. He don't have no shoes on. He don't have no shoes on. That's how you spot him. Hey, man, are you an American? I'm American. I'm American. Let me see. Let me see what you got. Oh, you ain't got no shoes on. Or you got them open-toe sandals on, even in the wintertime? Yeah. He don't have shoes on. I told you. Put them stupid feet out.
Year-old has now been charged with murder and criminal damage to property. In addition to Joshin's reported confession, detectives revealed on Wednesday that he's also a suspect in a second case. ICE has put a detainer on the man and says he will be deported regardless,
because they used to doing it in their own country,
of the outcome of this brutal killing, according to DHS. No motive has been revealed for the brutal murder.
They used to doing that. They're used to participating in this way in their own country. They used to it. They're used to bludgeoning people, getting mad at them, going back and forth. Honestly, I think that Africans and people in the Middle East have a similar mindset. At the very least, when it comes to women. Am I off? I believe that Haitians and Africans and Nigerians, I believe that they have a similar aggressive mindset when it comes to life. And you see that when they deal with their women. You see it when they deal with people. You see it when they deal with issues and problems, when they get mad at stuff. I honestly, they are very much the same person. They are very much the same person. You get you a Middle Eastern man, or you can get you a Haitian. It's the same person. One of them got oil. One of them look like they've been rolling over in oil. It's the same person, bro. And they bring their culture over here. No deodorant, feet out. They got the same sandals. Man, they all the same person, bro. They all the same person. I'm telling you, man. Listen, we are civilized people over here in the United States. We are civilized people over here in the United States. We have a code that we live by that you guys have not learned yet. You guys have not learned yet at all. All of them got the same sandals. Indians, Haitians, Africans, Arabic people, Chaldeans, they all got the same kit. Same sandals, same droopy look on their clothes. None. A lot of times they know they don't be fitted. It's the collars be drunk. The shirts don't just, it could be their size. It just don't fit right. It's just like, they all be eating the same food, same flies, same everything. Hey, what are you? I'm an Indian. Okay, give me a side of goop with that sweat and them flies, with a side of flies and add some curry on it, and I'm good to go. They all impervious to bugs. Bugs, for some reason, don't bother them. They sit Indian style. Let me get a order of slop with some butter on it, some roaches and some flies, and give me a side of shavings from your feet on it with no gloves so that I can improve my immune system. With extra shavings on it. I'm telling you, bro. Like, You know another country you ain't never got to, you ain't never got to worry about me visiting. You ain't never got to worry about me going to India. I ain't going to, I don't need to ever go to India. They all try to push their way into the same train. Ah! You can't go. You can't leave your daughter, or you can't let a Heather. You can't leave any woman out past 4 p.m. or it's a possibility that the men is going to be gooking over her. Their eyes get big as soon as they see a woman. Don't matter if you're in an African country, a Haitian country, an Indian country, or a Middle Eastern country. Women can't go out at night. Women can't go out past 4 p.m. Am I lying? It's the same places all over the world. Women can't go out past like 4:15. That's the cutoff limit, or you might get snatched up and get used up. And if they can't find a woman, then they're going to find a goat. Now tell me I'm lying. Tell me which part of this that I'm lying about. Keep on telling me, oh my God, it's so great everywhere. You's a liar. You a liar and the truth ain't in you. Let me tell you what it's like in other countries. You visit the tourist area. It's diabolical in all of the rest of these countries. It's eat, kill, or be killed. They drug running. They having sex with animals sometimes. Women ain't safe. Daughters ain't safe. There's no more virgins past the age of like 4. They sewing the women, the girls up a lot of times, and they trying to figure out, they don't have the technology, so they think that they can get rid of their AIDS by being with a little girl. Boy, you think it's so sweet out there, you wouldn't survive. Your little liberal gay self. Your little liberal sassy self would be eliminated immediately. They got automatic drafts. You automatically have to sign up to the military in some countries the minute that you turn a certain age. Always worshiping somewhere. It's always thinking that it's cool in another country. It ain't cool. It's oppressive. The weather be extra hot. Every country is messed up. The UK immigrants is taking over there. They soft. Soft as butter. Thailand, we can't tell the difference between a girl and a boy anymore because the only thing that they have is sex tourism. The only reason that they play soccer is because it's the only sport where you don't have to have any real infrastructure in order to play it. Because you got to actually put together a basketball rim and make it 10 feet and measure it. Nope, we just going to make us a net and we going to take our callous feet and we going to run around and we going to kick this ball because we can't even feel our feet anymore. Always worshiping something that you're not familiar with. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing at all. It's bad all over the world. Everybody always worshiping another country. Boy, sit your little sassy ass. Is it Friday? It's Friday. Sit your little sassy ass down and make your oatmeal. Your little soft hands. You wouldn't survive in these other countries. They don't like you. You so sassy. I mean, I didn't want to go to another country. Sit down. Go ahead and get back to being the choir director at the local black church that Jamal Bryan is preaching in and act like you got some sense. Boy, in some of these countries, they have sex with animals. They don't mess around. They busting it down for a real one with animal butt. You don't want that. You ain't built to survive out there, boy. They do animal butt. Goat butt. That's what they do. Goat butt. and you think that you can survive next to a dude, he just got done busting down a goat. Nigga, you think he got some any kind of love for you? He ain't even wash up afterwards. Ugh. Just wiped it off. Ugh. Anything they can find, sheep, goat, you. I'm telling you. Oh man, let me see what else is out here on the streets in the docket. Somebody said, "Don't knock it till I tried it." Nah, you on your own on that one, big dog. We straight on goat, but Chicago police, California's trucking industry, college professors, 11 alive, FedEx driver. Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. I'm tired of looking at all of these people doing degenerate stuff. Let me see if I can find something good to talk about, something positive. Instead of looking at these monsters over here, not even supposed to be in the United States of America, doing bad things to worse people. Florida cost of living. We paying our taxes, big dog. We're not doing that. Let me see. California deputy ran over. Oh, yeah. Mom Donnie. Targeting white people. Yeah. Hold on. Where's that at? He did a speech where he was talking about white wealth. Wealth distribution. I might have to go on X for this one. Because they YouTube, they not really.